Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
By the time she began her fourth year of teaching, she knew the rhythm of the old elementary school almost as well as she knew the children who filled its classrooms. The building had stood for nearly a century, its original brick structure expanding over the decades as each generation added another hallway or another wing to keep up with a growing community. It wasn't the prettiest school in the district, but it had character. The hardwood floors had been polished so many times they reflected the morning sunlight. Classroom doors still wore their original brass hardware, and the wide hallways echoed with the sounds of hundreds of children from the first bell until the last bus pulled away each afternoon. Every morning she arrived a little after 7, nearly an hour before the students came through the front doors. It gave her time to straighten desks, answer emails, prepare lessons, and enjoy a cup of coffee before the controlled chaos of the school day began. Those quiet mornings quickly became one of her favorite parts of the job. They also became the part she learned to respect. During her first year, she noticed little things that seemed easy enough to explain. She would hear footsteps somewhere in the hallway and assume another teacher had arrived early, only to discover she was still alone in her wing. A classroom door she was certain had been closed would be standing open when she walked past it a few minutes later. Once, while hanging artwork outside her classroom before school, she distinctly heard children laughing around the corner. The buses hadn't even arrived yet. At first, she dismissed everything. Old buildings made noise, and schools had a way of holding on to sounds. Air moving through long hallways could make doors shift against their frames, and custodians often worked in different parts of the building long before teachers arrived. There was always a reasonable explanation if she stopped long enough to think about it. It wasn't until one morning in the teacher's lounge that she realized she wasn't the only one noticing strange things. The conversation started when another teacher mentioned hearing someone running through the hallway before sunrise. Nobody laughed. Instead, several heads nodded. One teacher admitted she had heard children whispering outside her classroom while making copies before school, even though the building had been locked. Another said she occasionally found chairs moved in her room after she was certain she had straightened everything the afternoon before. The school secretary smiled and quietly remarked that the front office bell had rung more than once after everyone had gone home, only for the security cameras to show empty hallways. The conversation wasn't dramatic. Nobody lowered their voice, and nobody tried convincing anyone the school was haunted. They spoke about it the same way teachers talked about broken copy machines or temperamental heating systems. Strange things happened in the building from time to time. Most of them had experienced something, and eventually everyone stopped trying to explain every little incident. She found herself laughing along with them. It seemed easier than admitting she'd begun noticing some of the same things, and as the years passed, she developed habits she never expected. She always kept her classroom door open if she stayed after most of the teachers had gone home. She tried to finish making copies before the buses arrived or while the hallways were still busy. If parent-teacher conferences ran late into the evening, she waited until another teacher was leaving before walking to the parking lot. There was one habit she never talked about. The nearest staff restroom sat only a few doors from her classroom in the oldest section of the building. It would have taken less than 30 seconds to walk there. She never used it. Instead, she crossed nearly the entire school whenever she needed to use the restroom before classes began or after the children had gone home. The extra walk became so automatic that she barely thought about it anymore. No one ever questioned it. One afternoon, another teacher caught up with her halfway down the hallway and jokingly asked why she always walked so far when there was a perfectly good restroom much closer. She simply smiled. The other teacher smiled back. Neither of them said another word. Neither of them needed to. By then, they both knew exactly why. The restroom had earned a reputation long before either of them had been hired. Teachers occasionally heard the heavy door open while they were inside one of the stalls, followed by footsteps crossing the tile floor toward the sinks. They would finish washing their hands only to discover they were completely alone. Others had seen what looked like the reflection of someone passing behind them in the mirror before turning around to find the room empty. A few claimed they had heard a child humming softly from one of the closed stalls, only to discover every stall unoccupied. No one claimed it happened every day, as it didn't. That's what made it harder to dismiss. Weeks or even months might pass without anything unusual at all, and then someone would quietly mention another experience during lunch or while waiting for the copier. The story simply accumulated over the years. She never had an experience in that restroom herself, and she had no intention of giving herself the opportunity. As autumn settled in during her fourth year, the school prepared for its annual open house. Families filled the hallways that evening, children proudly showed off their classrooms, and teachers stayed well past their normal hours visiting with parents. By the time the last family left, it was nearly 7 o'clock. Most of the teachers packed up and headed home, but she stayed behind to finish decorating a bulletin board she wanted completed before the following morning. She could hear the distant hum of floor scrubbers somewhere in another wing as the custodians began their nightly routine, and for nearly an hour she worked without thinking much about how quiet the building had become. Then she heard children running down the hallway. The footsteps were light and quick, exactly the way elementary school children sounded between classes. They raced past her classroom door, followed by what she was certain was the brief sound of laughter. She smiled without looking up. For just a moment, she forgot the school day had ended hours earlier. Then she looked at the clock. The building was empty. Or at least, it was supposed to be. For a few seconds, she remained at her desk, waiting to hear another burst of laughter or the sound of a classroom door opening somewhere down the hallway. Nothing followed. The building settled back into complete silence, broken only by the faint hum of the custodian's floor machine somewhere on the opposite side of the school. She finally stepped into the hallway and looked in both directions. Every classroom door stood exactly where it should have been. The lights in the neighboring rooms were off, and the long corridor stretched away without a single person in sight. She walked to the nearest intersection, expecting to find a custodian pushing equipment or another teacher gathering things before heading home, but the hallway remained empty. When she returned to her classroom, she finished the bulletin board a little faster than she had planned. The following morning, she mentioned the footsteps to another teacher while they waited for the copier to warm up. She expected the usual suggestions about noisy pipes or echoes carrying through the building. Instead, the other teacher simply nodded. She admitted that she usually arrived around 6:30 and had learned not to pay much attention to footsteps before the buses arrived. More than once, she had unlocked her classroom after hearing children talking just around the corner, only to remember she was the first teacher in the building that morning. Another teacher joined the conversation and casually mentioned hearing a bouncing playground ball in the hallway during Christmas break one year, even though the building had been locked for days. The conversation lasted less than 5 minutes before everyone returned to discussing lesson plans and field trips. It was that normal acceptance that unsettled her most. No one seemed interested in convincing anyone else that the school was haunted. They simply shared experiences the same way teachers exchanged stories about difficult parents or malfunctioning projectors. Whatever happened in the building had become something people quietly accepted over the years. As the weeks passed, she found herself noticing things she had overlooked before. Several mornings, she arrived to find a handful of construction paper cutouts lying on the floor beneath a bulletin board she had carefully finished the afternoon before. Once, every crayon on a table at the back of her classroom had been rolled into a neat little pile, even though she distinctly remembered leaving them spread across the table after an art project. Another afternoon, she walked into her room to find one of the tiny student chairs sitting in the middle of the aisle between the desks. None of it was dramatic. The strange part was that none of it made sense. She was an organized teacher who had followed the same routines for years. Before leaving every afternoon, she straightened desks, erased the whiteboard, put supplies away, and made sure everything was ready for the next morning. She wasn't the sort of person who forgot where she left things. Yet she increasingly found herself stopping in the doorway each morning because something inside the classroom wasn't quite the way she remembered leaving it. One Friday afternoon, the school emptied more quickly than usual. A football game had most of the staff eager to head home, and within half an hour, the hallways were nearly deserted. She stayed behind to finish grading spelling tests before locking up for the weekend. She had just finished entering grades into her computer when she heard a child The sound came from somewhere farther down the hallway. It wasn't loud. It was the kind of quick, happy laugh she heard dozens of times every school day. Without thinking, she stepped into the hallway and called out, assuming a parent had returned with a child who had forgotten something in a classroom. No one answered. She walked toward the end of the hallway, glancing into each classroom she passed. Every room was dark. The only sound came from the ventilation system moving warm air through the old building. As she turned to head back toward her classroom, she caught movement near the far end of the corridor, and it was only for an instant. Someone small had crossed the hallway. She couldn't make out a face or even tell whether it had been a boy or a girl. All she knew was that whatever she had seen was about the size of an elementary-age child, and it had disappeared around the corner before she could focus on it. She reached the intersection only seconds later. There was nowhere anyone could have gone. One hallway ended at a locked exterior door, while the other led toward the old section of the school where the staff restroom sat near the end of the corridor. She looked both ways before slowly walking to the restroom. The heavy door stood closed. She rested her hand on the handle for a moment before pulling it open. The room was empty. Sunlight filtered through the high windows, reflecting off the mirrors and white tile. Every stall door stood open, and there wasn't another person anywhere inside. She closed the door and stood in the hallway listening. Nothing. That weekend, she found herself thinking about the building far more than she wanted to admit. She had never considered herself someone who looked for paranormal explanations, and she still wasn't convinced that was what she had experienced. Schools were busy places. They echoed, sounds carried. Fatigue played tricks on people who spent long days managing classrooms full of energetic children. Monday morning, however, erased much of that confidence. She arrived just after 7, as she always did, unlocked her classroom, and began unpacking materials for the day's lessons. About 20 minutes later, she realized she had forgotten a stack of reading worksheets in the workroom at the opposite end of the hallway. As she stepped into the corridor, she heard what sounded like a line of children running toward her. The footsteps echoed off the hardwood floors, growing steadily louder with each passing second. She smiled instinctively, expecting the buses to have arrived early. Then she glanced through the window beside the front entrance. The parking lot was still empty. Not a single school bus had arrived. The footsteps continued anyway, racing toward her until they reached the hallway just outside her classroom. Then they stopped. The silence that followed felt heavier than the sound itself. For the first time since she began teaching at the old elementary school, she found herself wondering whether all of those stories the veteran teachers shared over coffee weren't really stories at all. Maybe they had simply been describing another ordinary morning in a building that had never been as empty as everyone assumed. The school year moved on, and so did she, at least on the surface. She still arrived just after 7 every morning, greeted her students with the same enthusiasm, attended faculty meetings, graded papers, and prepared lesson plans. If anyone had watched her classroom from the outside, they never would have guessed that the old building occupied her thoughts long after she drove home each evening. The strange moments continued, but never often enough that she became accustomed to them. Weeks might pass without anything unusual at all. Then, on an otherwise ordinary morning, she would hear children laughing somewhere down the hallway before the first bus had arrived. Another afternoon, she would hear what sounded like a classroom door closing, only to discover every room in her hallway was empty. The experiences were never dramatic, but they were consistent enough that she eventually stopped looking for explanations she no longer believed. By the time spring arrived, she had quietly accepted that the building had a personality all its own. She didn't understand it, and she no longer expected to. Like many of the veteran teachers, she simply respected the school for what it was and went about her work. One afternoon in early May, she stayed after school to prepare for the following week's field day. Most of the staff had already left, and the custodians hadn't yet begun making their rounds. Sunlight streamed through the tall windows, casting long shadows across the hardwood floors, and the familiar energy of the school had given way to the deep silence that always settled over the building once the children were gone. She finished arranging supplies, switched off the lights in her classroom, and stepped into the hallway. Almost immediately, she heard footsteps. They weren't hurried or playful the way children's footsteps often were during the school day. Instead, they were slow and deliberate, moving toward the oldest section of the building as though someone was taking an unhurried walk through the empty halls. Without really thinking about it, she followed. The footsteps remained just ahead of her, turning the corner toward the hallway where the old staff restroom was located. As she reached the intersection, she caught sight of someone for the first time. A little girl no older than 8 or 9 walked quietly away from her. She had dark hair cut in straight bangs and wore a light-colored dress that looked as though it belonged to another era. She never looked back or acknowledged the teacher's presence. She simply continued toward the restroom before disappearing through the doorway. The teacher reached the door only a few seconds later and pulled it open, fully expecting to find a child who had somehow remained in the building after dismissal. Instead, the restroom was completely empty. Sunlight reflected off the mirrors, every stall door stood open, and there was nowhere anyone could have hidden. She searched anyway, checking each stall before standing quietly in the middle of the room, listening to a silence that suddenly felt much heavier than it should have. She returned to her classroom, gathered the rest of her belongings, and drove home without telling anyone what had happened. During the drive, she replayed the afternoon over and over, trying to convince herself she had mistaken a shadow or caught only a brief glimpse of someone leaving the building. The more she thought about it, the less convincing those explanations became. The following morning, she finally mentioned the experience to another teacher while they were getting coffee before the students arrived. She expected surprise, maybe even skepticism. But instead, the other teacher listened patiently before quietly admitting that several people over the years had described seeing the same little girl. One retired principal had reportedly caught sight of her crossing an upstairs hallway decades earlier, while a former librarian refused to remain alone in the building after hearing what sounded like children reading aloud in an empty classroom. Even one of the longtime custodians preferred not to lock up the oldest wing by himself if someone else was still in the building. None of those stories had ever become official. They simply lived on in quiet conversations between the people who arrived early, stayed late, and spent enough time in the old school to collect experiences of their own. Years have passed since then. Teachers have retired, classrooms have been renovated, and another generation of children now fills the hallways every fall. She still teaches in the same building, although her classroom is in a different wing. And she still enjoys arriving around 7 each morning before the buses begin pulling into the parking lot. Every now and then she hears footsteps somewhere in the distance before anyone else should be in the building. Occasionally a classroom door closes on an otherwise empty hallway, or faint laughter echoes through the school long before the first students arrive. Those moments still make her pause, but they no longer surprise her the way they once did. One afternoon, a first-year teacher laughed after someone mentioned the old restroom near the end of the hallway. She asked if people really believed all the ghost stories that seemed to follow the school from one generation of teachers to the next. Several of the veteran teachers smiled, but no one answered immediately. Finally, someone asked the young teacher what time she usually arrived each morning. She proudly replied that she liked getting to school around 7 because she enjoyed having the building to herself before the children arrived. The older teachers exchanged quiet smiles before returning to their conversation. No one tried to convince her of anything, and no one repeated the stories that had been shared so many times over the years. There was no need. If she stayed at that school long enough, the building would introduce itself just as it always had.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.